Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting from SDPB's Black Hills studio today. And for today's Moment in Sound, we have Heath Johnson with us. He is a singer, songwriter, reader, podcaster. He has the Heath Bar podcast, and his latest EP is called Waking Up, right?
That's right. Yeah, it just came out yesterday.
Yeah, songs of walking away and coming home, awakening, reckoning. I've listened to this entire EP.
Oh, right.
More than I'm going to admit right now. Really powerful stuff. How do you feel about this latest project on your end?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. This is, I think, the first time I've put songs out there that aren't really just for other people. They're mostly for me. Like songs that I've written on things I've felt and things I've gone through. And it was a hard choice picking five, because I just wanted to do five. You know, I didn't want to do a full thing because I didn't really want to get the full band in and get everything involved. So I picked five songs that mean a lot to me and I'm really proud of, and recorded them and put them out.
So. Yeah. And yet when you are, you know, that the personal is universal. When when you're thinking about what you want to do for yourself, then that seemed to resonate, you know, with me very clearly immediately. I'm just one listener.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a certain level where when you're thinking about, you know, human things, if we can word it that way, that, yeah. You're not alone in your thoughts. And one of the challenges and joys of being a songwriter is you try to put those to words that other people can resonate with. And hopefully I accomplished that, at least for one person, so hopefully for more. So.
just getting started.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background in the church. And a lot of this music really deals with, disillusionment isn't the word, but a sort of a shift in thinking.
Yeah, definitely. So I went to college to be a pastor, and I was a head pastor out in Iowa for 3 years. That was, you know, a big part of my life, and still is in a lot of aspects. I mean, how you grow up shapes you, whether you like it or not. And a lot of these songs came out of me wrestling with the pros and cons of things I'd gone through, things I've thought through. Lies I've been told, and discovering truths that were being hidden, and that was tough at the time. And so a lot of these songs are about several years ago in my life, and they're finally coming out and being put out there, because I'm kind of the person that has to process through things before I can really say what I want to say about it.
And when they're on the page, and when they're being, you know, when you hear your voice, and you're playing them. Are you singing them to yourself too at that point? I mean, is there a circle in the sense that, you know, this is an experience, you found a creative expression for it, the audience receives it, but then it also comes back and lands on you as well?
Absolutely, yeah. These songs in this EP are songs that I wrote and sing for myself, and if other people enjoy them, great. If not, they're definitely powerful to me and have gotten me through a lot of things I've gone through. So if I'm singing just to myself, I'm okay with that. Yeah. These are these ones. So
you're a dad too, though, right?
I am. I have three daughters.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, and a new one.
Yeah, my new one's 9 months old. Then I have a 13 and a 12-year-old.
Okay. So how does that change things for you as an artist and a musician? Do you think about that as a parent, as a father, too?
All the time. I was, you know, been talking to a lot of people just about how little time you think you have in a day. When you're like, oh, I can get all this music done, this songwriting done, and playing done, and then, you know, the days happen. You know, I have a song on the EP about that where, you know, I'm scrolling through Facebook and reading the news, and people are talking about all these big topics, and, you know, I want to get my two cents in because we live in a world where you feel like you have to, you know?
Right.
And then next thing I know, my daughter needs help with her science project, and my youngest needs a diaper changed, and, you know, then it's dinner time, and it's like, okay, well, if this is something I'm going to continue doing, then learning to schedule that and not lose out on time being a dad has been an important part of my life lately. So,
yeah. How much is music a part of being a dad for you? Do your kids hear you play? Is there a sense of, do you test things out on them?
I do. Yeah. I've written them a few songs that are for them, and one of them really loved it. The other one said, no, you should keep trying, Dad. That's not right. They hear me play all the time. And my little 9-month-old has started to dance and come around and start screaming, singing, I guess, in her mind. But when I'm playing. So that's really cute. And my oldest are at school, and some of the friends have seen me and heard me around and that, and they kind of feel it's cool. And then at times they're like, ah, it's kind of weird, Dad. You're kind of embarrassing me. But that's middle school, right?
Right. It's going to continue to evolve and change.
Yeah.
And, yeah, some tough critics right around the dinner table. What will you play for us first?
Yeah, so I'm going to play Leave This Place first. And it's the song I was just talking about. You know, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I have lots of friends that have a comment on every, you know, political or social topic these days, and sometimes I feel like it's all they do is sit and socialize online about everything going on, and I just don't have the time to do that. You know, not that I don't think about it or process through it, but to me, I just wonder sometimes how much of our time is spent talking about it when there's like little things we can do right in front of us to make things better, and yeah, that's where this song came out of. So,
Heath Johnson on Moment and Sound.
I think I'd rather just say nothing on all the topics of the times. It seems to me nobody listens, just want repeats of their kind, repeats of their kind, repeats of their kind. 'Cause high and low I hear them screaming to make their mark on history. They say, I don't want to be forgotten when time marches over me, marches over me, marches over me. I don't think I'm gonna worry about that right now, 'cause I got kids to raise. I don't know if I'll be known for anything after I leave this place, and that's okay. We all want to be remembered when all is said and done. But will those future generations think we got it wrong? Think we got it wrong? Maybe we got it wrong. Because today I watched the TV. Those talking heads, they sure were riled over something that somebody said so long ago, and I just sat there and smiled, shook my head and smiled. But I don't think I'm gonna worry about that right now, 'cause I got bills to pay. I don't know if I'll be known for anything after I leave this place, and that's okay. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna worry about that right now, 'cause I got kids to raise. I don't know if I'll be known for anything after I leave this place, and that's okay.
Heath Johnson on listener-supported SDPB Radio, and yeah, I've listened to that song a lot of times. Already, it feels like the song that we all need right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It kind of hit me in a good spot. A lot of times it takes me a lot longer to write a song than that one did.
Yeah.
But it just, like, if I fail at the things right in front of me, you know, what do I have to say about the things that I have no connection to whatsoever as far as being actively involved and changing? And, you know, there's a lot of opinions and a lot of thoughts out there. And, I mean, sometimes it's just, well, this is what I can fix, and let me focus on that. And if I'm forgotten, if my name's not in a history book because I didn't put this on Twitter about that topic, I'm okay. You got to be okay with that. You know, right. That's all right.
Because when we think about, division and coming together, when we think about influence, even musical influences, you know, you could talk a long time probably about the artists who have influenced you, but isn't it really the people in your lives, in your personal life, that have influenced you more?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone has heroes and, you know, artistical heroes and, you know, people that we all look up to, you know, culturally, you know, but when I think of what shapes my writing or me as a person, it's the people that I come in contact with and the people that make me want to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday.
Yeah. So. Let's talk a little bit about the podcast, because when we think about things that are right in front of us, mm-hmm. we live in this community with artists who are right here at your local, you know, brewery, you know, local venue playing.
Yeah.
Tell us how the Heath Bar kind of started, and then how has it evolved for you to be in conversation with so many people?
Yeah, well, it hit me this couple years ago now that, you know, the podcast movement was, it's really big now, but a few years back it was still kind of on the, you know, upward motion of that, and a lot of people still were knowing what it was and whatnot, but it hit me that, you know, there's a lot of musicians and artists, not just musicians, but artists around this area that have a story and what got them into it and why they're doing what they're doing. You know, we hear them playing out on the weekends out when we go out to eat or go out to have a few drinks and or go to shows. And it's like, well, who's the person behind the stage? You know, what's their story? What are they like? And that's where the idea for the podcast came about, was sitting down with, you know, local and regional artists of any kind, even, you know, leaders in that. I've talked to a few like film producers and,
right.
you know, things like that as well. And just, who are they? You know, what would it be like if you just sat down and talked to them for an hour or so? And that's where it came from. And I named it the Heath Bars because I was trying to be clever, you know, and a friend told me, you got to put your name in it. Otherwise, it's easier to brand yourself if your name's in something. So
how does it change you then when you're creating your own music to mm-hmm. sort of be, because every time we have these conversations, I leave the conversation as a different, I mean, you know, it's fulfilling. It's artistically challenging mm-hmm. sometimes. Do you have the same experience where every person you talk to leaves their imprint on Heath a little bit?
100%. Yeah, it's definitely a challenge to talk to the incredible people and the skills and talents that they have and then walk away going, man, I should get better, you know, because they're really good. And you know, I'm happy and I'm proud of myself and where I'm at musically and that. But, you know, constantly interacting with, you know, people I call friends and seeing them improve, you know, keeps you at it. It keeps me at it anyway. And, helps me, you know, not let it become a hobby I used to do a decade or so ago.
Right.
So.
Right. And those conversations, as I listen to that podcast, they're relaxed. That's one of the things that I really appreciate, is like, man, he's completely comfortable in his space. And I aspire to be that sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, if I could stop looking at that clock. And you say on your website, you know, that, and I believe this for this show that we do, it's rare to sit in conversation with somebody uninterrupted for such an extended period of time. I think that's one of the reasons why these conversations on In the Moment, conversations on your podcast resonate with people. Sometimes you think, who's going to listen to us talk for 40 minutes about, and a lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, that's one of the fun things with, you know, podcasting, is there's no time limits. You can do what you want. Some of them, I listen to some that go 3 to 5 hours, and I enjoy every second of it.
Yeah.
Because that's real life. You know, that's what life is like when you're out talking with someone, you know, and you do a really good job of making people feel comfortable too, because I feel great. But that's the thing, you know, if you cut things down to sound bites here or there, you know, anything can mean anything, you know, but if you're really get to know someone, I think there's a lot more we have in common with each other, and you really get the feel of who a person is, you know, versus a quick bit here or there.
Yeah. And conversation can be a radical act.
Absolutely.
In and of
Absolutely.
Itself. Do you find that, you know, because, again, I'm asking a question that I have answered for myself, which is maybe breaking the rules of this format, but this sense that sometimes it's the artists who have more to say towards something than maybe you know, a political leader might. That there are so many people who are on and have their talking points and are trying to make sure they get their point across. You bring in an artist, a poet, mm-hmm. a filmmaker, and that door opens up and you start realizing how much influence these people have on our culture.
Yeah, well, and the artist doesn't have all the pressures of making sure they say or do the right thing for whatever, you know, agenda they've got, you know, behind them, whether it's politics or anything like that. Like, there's certain things you just can and can't say. And an artist can be as free as they want. And a lot of times that freedom is the truth of what people are feeling and want to say and can't. And, you know, it's a privilege, you know, but it's also a big responsibility of being willing to take some heat sometimes if you need to.
Yeah. But what will you play for us next here today?
The next one is the title track off the EP. It's called Waking Up. And this comes out of a few dreams that I had a while ago of just thinking about my past and thinking about where my life was at that moment and, you know, where it is now, and just realizing that they are two very different things, and finding myself sometimes longing for what I don't have anymore and then learning to be okay with, you know, where life has gone. So,
all right. Heath Johnson on listener-supported SDPB Radio.
Never stops, it never goes away. You just find a way to live with it every day. And some days it seems you only want the dream. And waking up feels just like letting go. But don't stare too long, boy, 'cause you know you still got heartache hiding there. Don't get me wrong, boy, I just don't want you up all night. And it feels like home is so far away, and where you lay your head's just where you stay. Because you can't leave, and you can't see that you'll always be waiting for someday. And don't stare too long, you know you still got heartache hiding there. Don't get me wrong, boy, I just don't want you up all night. Too long, boy, 'cause you know you still got heartache hiding there. Don't get me wrong, boy, I just don't want you up all night. So dry your eyes, look outside, let the life that you have come flooding back. And then breathe in deep, then let it be. Let the path rise up to meet your feet. Let your path rise up to meet your feet.
Heath Johnson on Moment and Sound. The new EP is called Waking Up. The podcast is the Heath Bar Podcast. You can find him on Facebook and other places. We've been having these conversations on In the Moment lately about the future of faith. And what we're hearing from a lot of people is, is a real opening to what they once thought was true. Some people who have been damaged, through the process of, being in a church, for example. Other people who are really rethinking what it means to express their faith in the world. There are songs on this EP that really deal with where do we find truth, for example. Where does truth exist? And, who are the preachers in modern day life? I'd like to hear some of your thoughts about how you kind of process that musically and then in your personal life as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of it, I guess personally for me first, it comes from pain and things that I've experienced from the past and just learning to work through those things. You know, when you spend, an exorbitant amount of money at a Bible college going through, theology training and that, and you come out on the other end thinking, wait a second, I don't get this anymore. That's something that you really wrestle with and struggle with. And so learning to figure out how that molds into who I am now has been a challenge and a struggle. Because there's certainly, a reason stories last as long as 2,000-6,000 years. I mean, there's got to be a reason for it. And finding out why has been, I think, where I've been at is, there's still lessons and truths that can be found, whether or not you believe the spirituality aspect of it. But sometimes a story is a story just to get a lesson across. And that's been, I think, a saving grace for me is realizing that I didn't waste a lot of my younger life. Like there's things that have propelled me to where I am now and shaped the way I see the world today.
Yeah. And likewise, then every song that you record, every song that you don't record, everything that fails, a song that just doesn't work and you lay it aside, that sort of feeds into the future of who you are as well, right?
It does, yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of songs that I've written out of that journey that have been just laying on the cutting floor. Like, I was just too angry when I wrote this. Mm-hmm. I don't actually think that or feel that. And the ones that I share and I play out are the ones that I feel are a little bit more nuanced, that, could easily be taken for someone that's gone through what I've gone through, but could also mean, a bunch of other different things for just people in their walk and in their discovery of what is true and what's yet to be discovered yet.
Yeah. So. What kind of projects do you have coming up? Live performances, projects that you're excited about? There's a lot on your plate.
There is, yeah. I keep myself pretty busy, which has been, again, part of the struggle of scheduling things with, my wife and my kids. But, yeah, I've got a lot of shows coming up the next several months up through April, playing in Spearfish and Deadwood and, always looking for more. And then the podcast that I've got has been a big big part of what I think this year is going to hold for me is letting that take a little bit more root in terms of not just a side thing, but something that's consistent and out there for people to, hear a little bit about what's going on around this area here and, record, I guess, the stories of and the lives of the people at this time and age and keep things going.
And you've talked about expanding that to authors as
I
well.
I have, yeah.
Some of the stories that those local authors telling their stories and local stories as well. That's huge. Why expand into books?
I love reading, 100%. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite pastimes to do. And I, realize that there's a lot of local authors and, people that have written books around this area that it would be just fun to talk with them. And my thing is, like, before I bring them on, I want to read their book, so, I know what the story is. And I've already read one, and we're working on lining up a time to interview and talk with her. Phenomenal story, and I can't wait to get her on and chat. So
stay tuned.
That's right.
All right, one more song. What will you play with us?
Yep, so this one's called Grave Robber, and it comes a lot out of kind of the faith that we were talking about as I just move through life and kind of looking back, wondering if there's things that I've laid to rest that I should still have with me and should bring up and looking for anything that maybe is still worth keeping around. So
yes. Heath Johnson on listener supported SDPB Radio.
I've been walking around a graveyard in my mind, I'm chasing any shiny thing that catches my eye, and hoping all the ghosts I find here somehow are alive. I've been walking around a graveyard in my mind. I've been digging up the bones I buried deep, thinking that I missed something when I laid them down to sleep. Because the seeds that I've been sowing don't reflect all that I've reaped. I've been digging up the bones I buried deep. Oh, I am a grave robber, stealing whatever I find. And I know everything I left behind. I've been clawing at the ashes of the past, scraping all the dead away to see what is steadfast. 'Cause all the gold I'm holding just don't seem like it can last. I've been clawing at the ashes of the past. Oh, robber, stealing whatever I find. And I know there must be something there in everything I left behind. Oh, I am a grave robber, stealing whatever I find. I know there must be something there in everything I left behind. In everything I left behind. In everything I left behind.
Heath Johnson, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
The EP is called Waking Up, Heath Bar Podcast. Just search that wherever you search your podcasts and subscribe. Find you on Facebook and the other places you want to alert people to find your music.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, I'm on those. I'm on iTunes and Spotify. You can find me there. Google Play, Amazon, all that fun stuff.
You know. You're welcome back here on In the Moment anytime.
Thanks very much.